up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much
change. Warren Buffett. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and it's March 10th, 2013, on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. Parker Pathways is a live show, and the call in number is 800-313-9443, and the email is kwati at sbcglobal.net. And thank you very much for the new listeners and all of the people in between that make the show possible. We're going to be discussing, as we move through the two-hour show, various forms of the superbug resistance, particularly CRE, carpenem resistant Enterobacteriaceae, and because this is in the water and this is in the soil, it's killing about one half the people that get in contact with it. There are 42 states now have programs that they're trying to suppress this bacteria, and of course this suppression has been going on for about 10 years, and you can go to the Superbug interview with American Free Press. It's on the homepage of Republic Broadcasting Network, and I have an explanation of many of the ins and outs of the different antibiotics and that have become resistant bacteria precursors. Also, chloramine caused cattle health damage. Click that on and read it as well, because that's a baseline for the transmission of cancer-producing agents and the carcinogens and the endocrine disruptors, and plus the other resistant bacteria and viruses that are now in the water. We're now up to 2017 trihalomethanes in the drinking water. 22 are carcinogenic. Process of at the bench at the Environmental Protection Agency, of course, we cannot depend on that. There are only 13 tests being done on the bench. The whole process, of course, of chloramine caused cloud health damage was written in 2004. I've been on air for 6.5 years on RBN. And during that period of time, of course, chloramine-caused cloud damage has been translated into four foreign languages. And, of course, the briefs to the United Nations have caused changes in their strategy for sustainable development to hide a lot of the effects of the medical outcomes for people. And we're going to be getting into that in this next 2 hours. The other aspect I want to go over, the physician's orders for life-sustaining treatment, which is called PLLST, to kind of tie that in with the lady that died, didn't receive CPR at a retirement home. So you'll see at the other end of the break. It's 800-313-9443.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try MicroPlant Powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, MicroPlant Powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is Barger Pathways. I think I'll mention the physician order for life-sustaining treatment first, because we have to tie in a lot of other aspects of the proposal that I'm making to the Supreme Court. And an amicus curiae brief concerning the suppression of the Independent Payment Advisory Board, which is the main death panel for Obamacare. I've written three amicus curiae briefs. One has already been accepted, but the other aspect of the story that of the lady that died in the retirement home. The retirement home said in the national story that she didn't, the patient just didn't authorize any kind of resuscitation. Now, on the physician orders for life-sustaining treatment, you have you have four sections. Now, the cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, is section A. Now, you have a checkbox that you can have for attempted resuscitation, or do not attempt resuscitation, or AND, which is allow natural death. Now, this is a situation where a person has no pulse and is not breathing. Now, on the story, someone had an iPod and they were giving it to the 9/11 operator, and they could hear the 9/11 operator could hear the patient breathing. Now, the whole problem is that the nurse said, "Well, this is not a policy, and that, you know, we're not going to touch her." Well, if you get into that, then you get into section B, which is a person has pulse or is breathing into a different type of cardiopulmonary arrest. So you have a choice of comfort measure only, limited additional intervention, or the full treatment, or additional orders. Now, under the Obamacare, on the process of the death panel, the process of the cost-effectiveness of keeping the person alive kicks in. In other words, the process of the number of years which are remaining, which are called qualify of the life preferences. And, of course, these are the process which are adjusted in a mathematical algorithm in a computer, a Watson, the IBM computer, which is called the quality adjusted life year. Now, the quality adjusted life year is an extra year of quality life expectancy, and that's added based upon the treatment. So remember what I taught you 2 years ago when we went on air, and I was talking about the United Nations taking over the physician order form and also the hospital form. 3 years ago, I had six Parker Pathway shows in the archives concerning the process of the ownership under global United Nations directives as to who owns what your organs and the process of it. Now, that's now administered into the physician order. So you go to Section C, which is the artificial administration nutrition, and this is food offered by mouth if feasible or desired. So there's you can authorize no artificial nutrition by tube. You can have long-term artificial nutrition by tube, or you can have a defined trial period for artificial nutrition by tube. That box is now completely controlled by the death panel under Obamacare. So let's say that you make the choice, and the fact that what should have happened in terms of a moral prerogative is the fact that this lady's life should have been saved in terms of basic CPR. If there was a change, because the United Nations controls now what they offer for food, remember the Schiavo case on the Attorney General in Janarino on denying that cup of water to the comatose Schiavo. You need to watch the bouncing balls in terms of what they have. It's like Michelle Obama going into a school a few days ago and dictating the kind of regimen for food that would be given to children of the eight years of age. That was the United Nations directive that she was given. Also, it gives her FaceTime, film time, and touchy-feely time. But meanwhile, I'm watching the cessation of life being controlled in the real world by a directive from the United Nations. Section D of the physician order is called the signature and summary of medical condition. You can have it's called the discussion paragraph. Box one is with the patient. Box two is with the healthcare administrator. Box three is a decision maker of the healthcare administration, and that is the death panel. Or you can have the discussion with a parent or of a minor, or you can have a court-appointed conservator, or the other box, which is called other. Now, the whole process is when you look at this in the formation of the definition of a decision maker, you have now taken what is the process of the who makes the actual decision of the physician permit disclosure document. Now, what you have is a process. All this has to be done in terms of the definition of the treatment of dehydration, which if you treat a treatment of dehydration prolongs life. So a person who desires the IV fluid should indicate all these limited interventions or full treatment, and that's in Section B. That decision is now taken out of your hands and placed within the advisory council. That is a bunch of bureaucrats that are going to be in front of the Senate. There'll be 15 of them. And they're going to determine the cost effectiveness of giving you the dehydration or the food within the process of life or death. That's really what Michelle Obama was placing in front of the cameras not any more than 4 days ago. So this is a bigger situation than meets the eye. It always has been, and I'm so far past the concept of saying, well, you're not supposed to tell the people these things because it'll scare them. Well, it's overdue. It's not a question of scaring anyone. It's a question of the fact if you want to shrug your shoulders and say, let's go on and have my latte and kiss my rear. You know, it's like, you know, I don't care about your problem. You know, that type of thing. So you get into the affording the operations under Obamacare. What do? Do you choose the operations of which it costs a lot of money, which Obamacare will not cover? Or do you make the choice of the operation that's going to be partially covered by Obamacare but will not be done to its fullest life-saving capacity because of the number of surgeons that have to be in the room now? They've been cut short. In other words, that's in the prerogative. Let's say that you have a laparotomy, which is a form and add a section of a dissection of the acetabulum of the femur, which is the round section of the femur, which is usually used for a lot of replacements of bone tissue. If you go the other way of having stem cell injections from your bone marrow that's been raised to be able to rejuvenate the bone, that's the top treatment within that surgery system. Do you take that and use it your private fortune, if you have one, which includes most people's homes in the process? I mean, I can remember when my wife was under ICU and the process of it, when she was hit by an alien in a car. It was his fault. The court fined him $55, and that was the end of it. And that was years and years ago. In those days, an ICU coming into the fact at $180,000, added to another $90,000, it would be equivalent now to, which I could not pay because I was making $40 a month as a medical resident. That was the pay that was given at that time. And the whole process of that was for our room and board. Be able to do your studies, work throughout the night on night shifts, do the whole thing and work. If it wasn't for the nurses to be able to feed us from the refrigerators, we would not have been able to eat any kind of adequate food. That bill for the concept that came up to, in those days, came up to $300,000+, of which the hospital tagged me for almost the rest of my life. Now, the whole thing is, of course, I went on to pay that after I started my own medical business. That was years later. Interest rate on that was worth thousands of dollars. Today, equated out that same scenario is being played out as we speak across America. And the whole process of this whole, and by the way, my wife died. So the whole thing comes in, and still, but I took everything and put it on the table. That was the poker game of those days, and I would do it again. But the whole thing comes in. She never regained consciousness, by the way. And those facts, if you have in a situation where this woman died, and the whole process of this, and was not given the option under the advisory payment panel of the death panel because a nurse was following the policy of the institution. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Porter Pillface. I want to just mention about the CRE versus the carbapenem resistant Enterobacteriaceae. This is a bacteria that's resisting antibiotics. It's in the water, and it's also in the soil. And this has reached into the bloodstream of patients. The antibiotic situation of the resistance of an antibiotic, of course, is very much in the real world is a problem. So the hospitals are doing the best they can. Of course, that's where most of the infections are taking place. But the whole problem is through the water itself. And the main thing is to make sure that you wash your hands in a big way, and because you have other bacteria that are involved in your potential death. So I would suggest that more attention be paid to the discovery of a bacteria which is called Klebsiella. Now, Klebsiella is a bacteria that is involved with pneumonia, but it's also a member of the Enterobacteriaceae family. And it was the first member of the family to develop the carpenium resistance. And it's very important to understand the mechanism by which this is happening. It's absolutely, in my opinion, an absolute crime that the public for years has been just peppermented with ads that say, well, if you take this and sneeze and you have a flu, take this pill and the thing, you know, and most of it is sugar-coated vitamin C. But we're past vitamin C at this point, have been in the genetic code for some time. The lowering of the immunology system I discuss in chloramine constant health damage, the basic destruction of T-cell formations, the development of baseline bone marrow systems, and the population of America particularly, and now the globe, is really based on the idea, well, what can I do? What can I do? And then go to the physician and hope that you get a prescription for a particular pill that you hope will come forth and take care of it. The whole problem is that the immune system in the real world has changed. And I've talked about this for 4 years in giving you actual processes of genetic change. Let me give you an example, another one, in fact. This is March as a kidney disease month. Now, when I first went out the door 6 years ago on chloramine caused health damage, I was talking about the kidney damage as a result of chloramine itself, which is the addition of ammonia to the water based upon the guise of killing Cryptosporidium or Giardia lambia, which is a fluke that goes into the liver. And probably, of course, the kill rate of the organisms is about 40%, which is not adequate at all, but that's not the issue. The issue is they had to preserve the infrastructure of the pipes of this country, which has now reached a total of infrastructure cost, if you were to develop the cost, is now, as I mentioned, in chloramine caused health damage, as much as the national debt. It's over $16 trillion. Our debt will be close to $22 trillion by the end of this coming week. And, of course, they have to make those decisions to fix the books because they, before the 27th of March to before they talk about another shutdown. Now, the whole process, of course, is just a con game based upon the bigger picture. First of all, if you isolate people with superbugs within the hospital, which you have to do, you have in other countries they are smart enough to be able to have masks that you can wear, similar as they've been doing for years and years and years in Japan. But, of course, that's considered a discrimination case, and it was decided in the Supreme Court some time ago. Can't wear a mask because that's a discrimination, is isolating people out as being different, and the whole process. Of course, under Obamacare, you have two reports that are due at the end of this month concerning the application of medicine to gender and, to, of course, to skin color, and to the application of who gets in medical school by skin color, and the whole process, but nothing about the process of the development of how we work with different diseases. The American Kidney Association challenged that they denied that the fact that I had exposed to the United States of America when I first went on RBN and the whole thing in the Parker Pathways, it was the fourth show. I was talking about the kidney dialysis and the breakdown of the versus lactase and glutaminases from the liver. In terms, we have 2 million kidney dialysis patients and 5 million of them caused by chloramine in the water. Well, it took 3 years for me to admit that I was right. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. Showtime.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
This is Parker Mathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and this is a live show. And I made up my mind that I would... since no one else in America wishes to do it, there's several things out that I'm going to stick with in bringing this up and tying these knots together. We have this discussion where I was bringing up the water, the 5 to 7 million gallons of water that it takes to do a fracking, which is a hydraulic fracking of getting natural gas out of rock. And, of course, there's a lot of contamination of the water that occurs. Of course, I think Fox News will have an attack on me with a group. I don't have a group, you know, going against this. This is my own conceptual concept, because the EPA has taken the information and will not add the report of the carcinogenics and endocrine disruptors and the other processes that are affected by what's called black water from the fracking. I've signed the petition along with 126 scientists, that physicians and engineering scientists petitioned to the president concerning testing of the water for endocrine disruptors, epigenetics, the change of gene structures, all of these things that we've been talking about on Parker Pathways. I appreciate that they mentioned the show in the terms of their scathing concept of saying we don't want this information in the public, period, and that was their sentence. I decided to take that whole package and file an amicus curiae brief to the Supreme Court on another case. We mentioned KKR, the equity groups, of Apollo First Reserve Bank on and KKR and the concept of using pressurized pumped water and in the determination that it's on their shoulders as a company to say that the water tables are not affected. So this will affect a total of close to 200,000 jobs. I'm not out to see people lose their job. That's not the point. The technology of this and the fact and the determination of the change of the water table is real. And the process of the determination of adding, you add recycled water with fracking water, with drinking water, which has been recycled through human waste, irrigation water, which is part of the food process from human waste, which is a big business, $72 billion a year, probably $10 billion are under the table, based upon crooked unions and other organizations. In fact, this is now global. And you add this to the process of slave markets for organ transplants, which are part of that concept because water is needed for preservation. Six, be able to determine the new kinds of mechanics in the process of engineering for machinery and state of the arts for water, which is now under the United Nations aegis for the regulations, particularly, let's say, for the measurement of perchlorate. Now, when I came out with the explanation of perchlorate, that had been known in the United States of America for many years, and that's in the water and the process of the rocket fuel. So the whole thing, this is all going to be in the pet. Oh, and by the way, CNN made damn sure that there were 10 medical deans from medical schools with a Department of Defense monitor off camera. And these 10 medical school deans went up to the dais and said that there wasn't any problem that perchlorate could be urinated out in 8 days from the human body. Yet the follicular thyroid cancers and the process of the patients that have been affected by this, they have all passed on. I have the videos of those patients in my little corner of the world. That comes to about 13 patients. Doesn't sound like a lot, does it? Well, they were somebody's mother. They were somebody's father. They were somebody's daughter. They were somebody's son. They died because of it. But a cure and the process of the development of this was avoided. Now, I'm placing this on the table against 7 major fracking firms and mining industry and energy people. And that's going on the table. Now, what's happening with that is that it will be, if not one else in this country has the guts to be able to go through it, why then the hell with them? The whole comes down to the fact that somebody in this country has to go onto the match to be able to place it into the process of it. I can even be called legally as an expert witness in this if they wish. It's because I have the credentials to do that. And you add this to the process of, let's say, that you want to do a depression biomarker search and say, well, the clinicians that are treating depression, they can work and determine the neurotransmitters of serotonin in the brain as a way of controlling the population. Okay, then if you place it in for the fact that the disease risk is correlated strongly with the expression of a gene which is called RNF123, which encodes enzyme E3, which is called the ubiquitin protein ligase, and this is a function of regulating brain growth or neuron growth. Now, this is a risk factor that you can measure from a what's called a biomarker, which can be in the area of chromosome 4 that contain the genes to regulate the gene RNF123. Now, this is the process of developing. This is out of Texas Biomedical Research Institute and Yale University that have found that the ligase in ubiquitin enzyme system for depression. Now, five major carcinogenic systems are involved with the development of the ubiquin protein ligase in the water. Now, how is it that it can place into an amicus curiae brief to the Supreme Court of the United States and have them specifically not wanting to include the Yale University work and the Texas Biomedical Research Institute work on the determination of depression as a biomarker as being transmitted in the water? Why? Because if you folks that have been that are on top of your game, that understand that we had an atom bomb in this country, and we had Dr. Teller who said, no, let's put the neurotoxin hydrocyclophoride in terms, it's a neurotoxin, we'll put it in the drinking water so it can affect the neurotoxin brain system for the control of the brain. And that's been the United States policy for and since the Second World War. And that was the basis of the development of the atom bomb, was based on the concept, the determinations of how it would affect, how these chemicals would affect later in terms of the aftermath of the bomb. Now, there's a trade secret that no one wants to put on the table until this moment. I have been warned not to say that, but I'm saying it. I'm saying it. And the thing comes down to the fact you, the folks that are out here, they're trying to promote all their junk out here on the market to think they're going to solve this problem. They're badly mistaken. The state of the art has to develop on a higher level in the process. Remember when we first started, ladies and gentlemen, it was a fact that I put forth that the state of the art needs to go to the headwaters. We need to have the alternate technologies developed in that way. We need more, that you take reverse osmosis to, if you want to have, they sell these little units for people while they help in term. In the terms of this, but what we need in terms of the state of the art, these plants, these chloramine plants, are when they use sodium bisulfide to take ammonia out of the water so that the elites can sell water without the chloramine. And, of course, that's to keep the fish from dying in the lakes, and that's to keep the brain system from working in a particular way. And it's considered, and they say, well, that's a national security issue. You're not supposed to talk about that. How is it that you can have ADHD determined as a children's psychiatric disorder and at the same time have a change of the code system where it's been found that people that are in adults, this, of course, has been at the age of ADHD at the age of 27, why do you think that the process of Obamacare to take care of children, quote, are called children up to the age of 26 under Obamacare in the first of the possible? Because they have other psychiatric disorders. And those are the studies that are involved in your childhood, at least one other psychiatric disorder as adults, and these are all up to there were 17,000 studies of each person. And so you had the process of 232 who met the study's criteria for adult ADHD. So in other words, when they got older. Excuse me. So in other words, they put the study at the age 27. So there were 37%. Had no ADHD and no psychiatric disorders. And then you had another group that had no ADHD at the age 27, but at least one other psychiatric disorder. That was about 33%. Then you had ADHD, at least one other psychiatric disorder at 23%. And then you had another group that had ADHD with no psychiatric disorders at 5%. So the whole process is to think, where do you think these neurodevelopment disorders from childhood carry through to as much as 9% of ages 3 to 17, which includes 5 million children. Now, the whole thing comes down to the fact, where did this come from in terms of the transmission of those kinds of moderation of the ligase neural system of the neurons of the brain, which, by the way, is considered under present state-of-the-art research that one neuron of the brain has the capacity of the complete human. One neuron. We're not talking about the complete brain mass. We're talking one neuron. So the whole thing comes out of the fact that you take the study that has been done at Parma, North Carolina, and Natal, Brazil, where rats have been collaborated with telepathically qualities using neural technology. These are electrodes that are specially made, where the electrodes are placed in the fact that they can be controlled by their capacity to want a drink of water. Now, the whole process is that these rats can communicate with each other, North Carolina to Brazil. Now, this whole thing comes down to the fact that this redefines the concept of the sense of self, which I started to talk about on the last Parker Pathways. Now, where do you think in the world, do you think that you're just going along and you've got to be political and you're going to be a Democrat or Republican or independent, or you're going to have the fact, oh, they can't do it? You have to just get the vision of this. This is not going to your doctor for two pills in the morning. This is a process of a complete sustainable, it's called sustainable medicine plus sustainable development equals, according to the United Nations, page 131 of Agenda 21, the duty to die. Now, that's their words. And that was written at the time of the atom bomb. It was written at the time of the 60s. That was written at the time of the 80s. And it was written at the time when chloramine was placed in the drinking water. I came on the scene at 2003. The government had already developed up to the medical protocols. I reviewed those medical protocols up to 1989 because then the government stopped and went into the process of $10,000 a day fine to any municipality in this country that did not add ammonia to their water. Now, what do you think of the process and the fact, what do you think controls the encoder of the signal-to-signal ratio of the brain activity represented by each decision that the rat makes into the cortex? In other words, the process of the cortex of which we see the visions of in our dreams are processed chemically in the cortex. So the encoder is supplying a signal-to-signal ratio of a brain activity represented by a decision that another rat makes, all based on the reward system of a sip of water. Now, where do you think the process of the development of this is the process of the development? Why water? Why not use a pellet? Most cancer research labs in the process when I was in cancer research is based on the reward system of a pellet. No, the water is the key because the water is the what's called the golden process. I was on John Stadmiller. He asked me to be on his show for an interview the thing, and I talked to him, and it was a cold call interview, 15 minutes to get on air, coming out of my hip pocket. Now, John is a, as far as I'm concerned, is a god in the radio business. He owns RBN. The whole thing is, so out of my hip pocket, I come up with something I had talked about a year and a half earlier, which is called the water index cost, which will be where I keep talking about water being on the commodity exchange. Now, the water is now on the commodity exchange. And the process of the development of the price-earning ratios of these different companies is based upon the process of the foreign ownership. You see the SEC saying that, oh, we don't care the fact that 60% of the water district systems are now owned by foreign governments. What do you think was on the top of China's list when Leon Panetta was in an airport conversation? And it was some time ago, and it was several years ago, and the fact that Panetta says we're selling America. I did a Parker Pathway show on RBN called Selling America. It was one of the whole process of thinking they said that we're selling America, and of course most of it is going to be bought by China. Now that was then. How many years ago was that? 5 years ago. And Panetta gets out of the fact of his government position and said that he's the one that got bin Laden and goes into the process and other things. A wonderful man. Personally, wonderful man. But the whole process, the game, the end game here is the process of development of some real world changes, which are going to be discussed. What we're discussing on Parker Pathways today is being discussed in the conclave of Vatican City for the next pope. You put that one in your basket and figure out which way that's going to be on the 112th pope, supposed to be the last pope. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Ryan Parker. We only have a few minutes. We have a caller, Chris, from Las Vegas. Chris, are you there?
Well, good morning, Dr. Wynn. It's a pleasure to speak with you again.
Oh, thank you for calling. We only have a couple minutes. I want to make sure I got you in.
All right, two questions for you. One is, we know that the water is being used as a weapon of mass destruction, and you have been suggesting your briefs on amicus curiae to the Supreme Court, which is, of course, is controlled by the bar, because there is an absolute bar affiliation and ownership of the Supreme Court. Can you tell us where we can read your briefs, one? And two, you've mentioned that you were working on a effectuous water filtration system, or at least a water memory reconditioning system. Can you share with the listeners and myself what that would be? And I'll certainly take the comments off the air so you can finish up your leisure.
Yeah, well, I'll let the before you can stay on the air and have it. First of all, the amicus curiae briefs are in closed cases. In other words, they don't leave those out until the case comes up for review, because it's a federal filing. And that's the fair way to do it, because the court has to be even. I don't care who's on the court is not as a political arm is a separate discussion, because you know how it is. Look what they did with Obamacare. You know, they made a false Commerce Clause discussion on paying taxes, and that was based on water law. The memory system and the concept of that, not only is that patent, the concept of patent pending, which I will not discuss, but it's way beyond, what is in the, present physics. In other words, we're putting into, the process of the change. If you remember, when I first went on air, I had one of my first interviews was Professor Emoto, and from Japan, and part of that interview was done in Japanese. And the process, he is the one who has developed the concept of change of the water molecule by mind thought, and of course the key words were love and gratitude, and of course the crystals of the water change. He's got many of the books and stereometric photographs of it. And of course, then if you thought different kinds of thoughts that were hateful, then the molecule changed, no matter what physical language you spoke, which was to me a great denominator. The process of these kinds of physics, is something that, something that not only is in patent, but I'll be, writing about it. And that'll be available to you when it gets printed. And by the way, for you, when I get to the print and be fortunate enough to print, I'll have a signed free copy sent to you. How's that sound? Okay. And so that'll be something that you can work with. And yes, water is used as a weapon. It's form of H all the intel for that, as the future war, based upon the process of the New World War, is going to be over water. So, in fact. The process of this was part of Hillary Clinton's whole position of wanting to present that, and did present it. And she has it at the year 2022. We'll see you at the other end of the break for the second hour of Parker Pathways.
With financial